Heartland Institute, Polish labor union sign historic pact to resist climate change agenda. By Penny Starr on December 7, 2018. The Heartland Institute and the Polish labor union Solidarity have joined forces on the sidelines of the United Nations UN 24 Colombian Pesos Climate Change Conference to sign a historic statement on Wednesday vowing to resist the globalist agenda that critics say threatens nations' sovereignty around the globe. Solidarity, founded by Nobel Peace Laureate Lech Walesa, whose stand against the Soviet bloc helped bring down the Iron Curtain, initiated the statement. The union and the experts and scientists who gathered at the site of the UN conference in Poland signed onto the statement to ensure the restoration of the scientific method and the dismissal of ideological dogma at the United Nations. The Silesian Region of Solidarity, the Secretariat of Mining and Energy of Solidarity, and the Heartland Institute expressed skepticism of the assertions of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that the world stands at the edge of a climate catastrophe, the statement said. Solidarity and the Heartland Institute together stress that there is no scientific consensus on the main causes and consequences of climate change. Jaroslav Grzesik, chairman of Secretariat, Mining and Energy of Solidarity. Dominik Kollers, president of the Silesian Region of Solidarity. And Heartland Institute senior fellow for Environment and Energy Policy James Taylor, who represented the Institute, signed the statement. Heartland Institute described the connection between Solidarity and Heartland Institute in a press release distributed to the media. Solidarity took the initiative in 2014 to translate from English to Polish Climate Change Reconsidered to Physical Science, part of a series of scientific reports by the non-governmental International Panel on Climate Change, NIPC, and invited Heartland to its office in Katowice on December 5 to give presentations on the latest climate science and the failure of green energy plans in neighboring Germany. The latter presentation was delivered by Wolfgang Müller, General Secretary of the European Institute for Climate and Energy, EIKE. We, speaking as one, believe in the restoration of the scientific method and the dismissal of ideological dogma at the United Nations, the joint statement said. That means a healthy skepticism of data interpretation and policy conclusions and an end to the war on science and scientists by powerful state-backed forces. As Breitbart News reported earlier this week, the experts and scientists joined the Heartland Institute's excursion to Katowice, Poland, so they could make the case against the UN's agenda to fight so-called man-made climate change. What they want to tell us is that humans are creating a global warming crisis that necessitates people sacrificing affordable energy, people sacrificing abundant energy, and people sacrificing their own individual and national rights turned over to the global climate bureaucracy, Taylor said. The Institute also released a report in Poland, Climate Change Reconsidered 2, Fossil Fuels, put together by the Non-Governmental International Panel on Climate Change, NIPC. Over 100 scientists contributed to the nearly 700-page volume documenting how fossil fuels have provided spectacular net benefits to human health, human welfare, human living standards, and the global environment, Taylor wrote of the report. You can read the full statement here. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.